Hey there, and welcome back to Holding Space for Therapists podcast. It's been a minute since I have released an episode or recorded an episode, but you know what? It needed to happen. I really felt the pull to have this conversation for myself and for all of my fellow therapists who are navigating marketing in the current era of AI and social media and big tech companies with big ad spends that are monopolizing the space, it feels like. And how do we as private practice clinicians still show up and market ourselves and make connections with the right fit clients and embrace visibility and these different platforms and this age of AI, but do it in a way where, gosh, I really wanted to have a conversation where no matter what changes happen in these different platforms like Instagram, TikTok, podcasting, Google business listings, it's always changing. How could I have a conversation that could have legs to it, that could support therapists in marketing themselves and not get so hung up in the tactics of each of these platforms, but support you in really having a framework for navigating marketing yourself in these different platforms, no matter what changes happen. And I really believe that this conversation is going to support us in doing that. And so for this conversation, I invited back on the podcast, Christy, who is the founder of Place Digital. She has helped me throughout the years with SEO and now staying current when it comes to AI so I can continue to connect with my good fit clients. And I cannot wait for you to learn more from her. Today's episode is brought to you by Lightfully Behavioral Health. You know how much I believe that healing happens when we feel supported, seen, and not alone. And that's exactly the kind of care that Lightfully is committed to provide. Lightfully offers compassionate, evidence-based mental health treatment with locations throughout California for both adults and teens, with residential programs, day treatment programs, and online services designed to meet people where they are. Whether you, someone you love, or a client of yours is struggling with anxiety, depression, trauma, mood challenges, or simply feeling like life has become too much to carry alone, Lightfully has a team ready to walk alongside you. What I appreciate about Lightfully is that their approach centers the whole person, not just symptoms, with a diverse and caring team focused on helping people feel supported as they take their next step toward healing. They're also always looking to connect with providers in their communities, so I would definitely recommend checking out their website, lightfully.com, to get connected. If you or a loved one needs more support, you can also reach out to the Lightfully team directly at 760-589-7699. Lightfully looks forward to meeting you and helping you find the care that you deserve. Hey there, and welcome back to Holding Space for Therapists, the podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Cassidy. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist, educator, and mom to three, passionate about supporting other therapists in crafting a profitable and meaningful private practice. Our work can be isolating. As therapists, we aim to hold space for meaningful change. As modern-day therapists, we have an opportunity to hold more space for even greater change. But we don't have to sacrifice our values and wellness in the process. We can choose to define success for ourselves, and we don't have to do it alone. Which is why I'm so glad you chose to witness the following conversation today. I'm so glad you're here. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Hi, Christy. I am so excited to talk to you today. And on behalf of all of the therapists who are out there in the world trying to do the good work and reach their ideal clients and find ways to stay current with all the different ways in which marketing is changing. And, you know, before I hit record, you and I were talking about this sort of all the tactics and specifics of marketing are always changing, you know, and I think that in my own
way of supporting therapists in the past, I've really tried to give them like the, here's the real step-by-step tactic of creating a reel that's going to, you know, reach a lot of folks and help you really speak to your ideal client. But also here's how you do reels, because they're, you know, it's an art, you know, it feels like, and then it changes, you know, and then you and I have done, you know, a lot of stuff before together related to SEO. And now we're having to talk about AIO?
We should call AIO. Yeah.
AIO?
I think AIO is the most commonly understood way to refer to this very new field. Yes.
Right. And this field that is constantly changing. So how do we really become an expert in this new way of, you know, engaging in the world, well, engaging with technology, really? And I reached out to you recently to have you come and support me in updating my marketing. And I really thought it would be very useful for other therapists to learn from you in this format. And I know that you and I really talked about how can we make this conversation have the most like practical support that also has longevity to it, because things are always changing. And you had some really, really thoughtful things to say about that, that I think really, really taught me something. So I want the rest of the therapists to get a chance to learn from you too. So let's dive in, Christy. What do you got to say to the therapists out there that's like, how do I stay current in marketing and competing with now AI, this the digital era of how people connect, also though the big tech companies that have huge ad spends that no private practice therapist or group practice are going to be able to compete with. And yet, I think that I truly believe that we are uniquely skilled to stay current and compete. I don't want to look at it as competing, because that doesn't feel like a good vibe. But like we've got some skills here, and I want to optimize them for therapists.
Yeah, I mean it's such an interesting time to be alive.
Truly.
Also to be in the field of digital marketing. But I think what we were talking about just before we hit record is that traditionally, because it made sense at the time, a lot of marketing education for therapists was around specific tactics. You've done it, I've done it. But the issue is, because tactics are changing so quickly, the standalone tactics don't really work anymore. What you need is a deeper understanding of the platform that you're working with. And from there, the logical conclusion, I think, will make sense. And of course, you know, having experts in your world that you trust, that you can learn from, that's really important, especially anytime there's a new thing, even in marketing too, like AIO, people are trying to make money off of being an AIO expert. There really isn't a thing. You can't be an expert at something that's like 2 years old, essentially. Mm-hmm. So, and like, obviously this all, the large language models they've been developing over years and years and years, but how they're being used and observed and tracked now is very new. And I do want to say, just as it is right now, AI usage is actually pretty low in comparison to traditional search. So ChatGPT makes up like 3-4% of searches. Mm-hmm. And those searches can be anything, not just, you know, someone looking for a service provider. But I think what's most important, if you're, you know, just trying to do more traditional SEO, which is also kind of AIO at this point, Google doesn't make a distinction, but like it kind of is, these platforms are kind of merging. Is what we're seeing. So the interfaces are becoming more integrated. Some people prefer the kind of chat-based conversation to help you find someone. So it's almost like the goals have kind of moved a little bit. And it's like, do you just want to show up for anything, or do you want to show up for the right thing when someone digs deeper with these tools? And it's interesting. So when we think about AI and showing up, you know, on Google now, especially with the AI overviews and Gemini, Google's always kind of, rotating their results. So there's really no consistency there. So even if you show up there one day, the next day you could not. So that's always a tough thing when I try to find a lot of consistency for my clients, because Google has been a very traditionally reliable channel. Once you have a spot, you can really hold on to it if you're staying up to date on things, but that's not how AI works. So it's not something that I would like hitch your bandwagon to completely anyways, because you really don't have that much control in the sense that it's just going to change. Does that make sense before
it does. It for sure does. And I guess maybe I imagine that the listener understands what some of these words are and platforms, right? And so, but SEO is search engine optimization. That is how optimized your online world is, so that when someone is searching for something, that they are going to find you, that you're going to show up ideally at the top of the search, right? Which is different than, say, being on Psychology Today, where they could type searching for something and you could show up on any of the pages. It's sort of a more consistent way of being shown first to hopefully a ideal, you know, client within your niche and specialization. And then now there's AI optimization to hopefully show up. And I have had some folks find me and share that, like, their referral source.
I was looking up one of your keywords in another city and I was like, oh, there's Cassidy. That's cool.
Yeah. So I know I'm showing up, right, on ChatGPT. I had somebody also through Claude as well. I also had someone recently say that they found me through Gemini, which is Google's AI. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's Google's ChatGPT.
It's Google's ChatGPT, yes. And so folks are finding me through there, but it's not the end all be all. But there's also elements that I've learned from you and your team that support that, right? And so, you know, I had a Google business listing for a while, but had never really sought out, you know, having, you know, colleagues, since I can't seek out, you know, from clients to review me, like having folks leave reviews. And so, you know, just optimizing it in this way, which are, you know, steps that I've taken to be able to show up. And, but yeah, gosh, Christy, it changes. Like, I will say that for my practice, like 80 to 90% of our referrals for a while were coming from social media and podcasting. I think that right now, and I have a feeling that that will swing back up at some point, but right now, because of the economy, because of just the wave of AI and big tech and different things like that, it's shifted. And now a lot of our referrals are coming from Google or AI, or also always community connections as well, or prior client referrals. But it's really made me think, okay, like, nothing is for sure ever going to just be this consistent thing, you know? But there is something I will say that leaves me feeling more secure and confident, which is visibility, which I think is really tricky for a lot of therapists to connect with for themselves. And I think for each person, the idea of visibility will and should look different. But that has given me security through this right now downturn in the economy. And I know across the board, a lot of folks are experiencing a drop in referrals. So I'm curious, to kind of hear how you connect all these dots.
I like referring to it, you know, even as we were kind of brainstorming, it's like, what do we really want to, you know, cover today in this very vast, quickly changing landscape? But I like thinking about this all as visibility. Let's strip away all of the technicality, of which there is plenty. But I saw it framed the other day by one of an SEO that I really, really respect, that I follow online. And he says, think about it as, how can you be famous in your community? Therapists hate that.
I was like, everyone's cringing. Everyone's currently cringing.
Like, and pause. I am taking a break from this podcast. But, like, think about it this way. So let's say I am, you know, visiting a friend in San Francisco, and I say, okay, I really want to get some, you know, tacos. How can you be the taco restaurant that people refer to? Right? Like, that's really all that means, is how can you be the first one or first couple of people that someone thinks of when they're referring out. So obviously this has been done for decades by therapists in referrals. It's still an amazing way to market your practice. I think especially as a solo practitioner, you don't need a ton of leads coming in every month. Like, you have good relationships in your community, I know plenty of therapists where really that's like the marketing that they do. They just choose not to engage in the digital marketing world, which I understand. It has its positives and certainly its negatives. As you know, someone who is very online. But this idea of how can I just be the default person for the thing that I want to be known for? That's really visibility, I think. And then once you understand how Google kind of picks up on visibility, then it all gets a little bit more demystified. And then you get less caught up in like what's working today and more, what do we know that always works, you know?
That's so, yes, I love this. Okay, and so I'm going to throw out there, just like as a therapist who's consumed some of this information, you know, historically and worked with you, like what I think that might look like just right now as I'm trying to think, okay, what is visibility right now in these different platforms in which folks might be able to find me and hear your thoughts? I'd love to hear your thoughts on these, right? And so with Google, how I let Google know that like I am, in quotes, like famous for this thing or top of mind for folks when it comes to this thing, it would be backlinks, right? So other websites that have linked to me and my page in that topic, Google business listings and having, you know, reviews on those Google business listings, having my website and pages on my website that really speak to these specific things as well. You know, my understanding for visibility in like the community is that I am connected and networking, and not just networking in the sense of I show up to things or I, you know, send out just cold emails, but like really providing something in the community and being very integrated into the community, right? And before I go any further, I want to interject that the things I'm saying, I don't necessarily think that someone has to do all of these things. I think it's figuring out in any of these realms what of the visibility process is actually something that I feel is a superpower of mine or I feel aligned with or and I think there is for sure, no matter what, going to be elements of being uncomfortable and putting ourselves out of our comfort zones, especially when it's meaningful. But yeah, and then like social media, right? Visibility is, you know, obviously consistently changing with the algorithms and the different ways that, you know, social media works, but there's obviously different ways to batch create or get support so that you're able to show up on social media in a sustainable way and staying, you know, aligned with like what, you know, feels right for you, but also is going to get you in front of people on social media and collaborations and or going on podcasts and putting ourselves out there in these ways. Yeah. What are your thoughts?
Hey there, if you are a California, Nevada, or New York-based parent, we are accepting new clients. If you reach out to the link in the show notes, drcassidymft.com, you can learn more about my group private practice that supports millennial parents. If you're struggling with triggers as a parent, anxiety, relationships, boundaries, if you're trying to process a traumatic birth experience or you're navigating fertility or pregnancy loss, we are here for you. If you are ready to take the next step in getting support with therapy, head to the link in the show notes, drcassidymft.com. Then click on the contact page and fill out that form. That is you sending an email directly to me. I will follow up with you and I will make sure that you will get connected with the right therapist in our group. And that's me included. We work with both individuals and couples. So if you are ready to take that next step, head to that link in the show notes. I am so excited to connect with you.
I mean, you hit most of it. And that's the thing, like all of these things individually are tactics that I could probably talk for an hour about, everything you just mentioned. But it's about painting a cumulative picture. Right? Like that's visibility. And that's especially how it works with AI. Like another SEO that I really, really respect. He's one of, you know, the founders in the field, basically. He thinks that just being mentioned online is as valuable as a backlink now. So not even being linked to for your site, you know, thinking about one of my favorite examples is local mom groups, like on Facebook, right? if I'm looking for a child, a therapist for my child, probably one of the first places that I would go is like a local group. Mm-hmm. And not only do you get great warm referrals from those things, but Google and other AI tools and things that just scrape the internet, they can see your name being mentioned there. And things like reviews, mentions on Reddit, on Facebook, these are from real people. And that's the mm-hmm. stuff that Google's like really, really clinging on to, because there's so much you can manufacture online, but Google's always looking for that kind of thread of truth through all of it. And a lot of that comes down to reviews, because those are real people, you know, they should be. Please don't get fake reviews. I'm a therapist, barely want to get reviews anyways. Definitely don't get fake ones. And just referrals from real people. And that stuff matters more and more. And how does that happen? By being a good therapist, doing good work, helping enough people, and having enough people know who you are. So ideally, that sort of stuff is just reflected naturally online, like that side of things. But then other things just take effort, right? It's like you've been doing so much press for the release of your book. You and your team have like pitched you to be on different podcasts, or you've leveraged your network and it's like, hey, can I get on your podcast? Or just all the effort it takes to, you know, be on Instagram and keep up with those things. But there are different even profiles that Google is responding more to. So I've noticed that like in an AI overview, when they're kind of, you know, citing their sources, they will link to specific Psychology Today profiles. So if you're very specific on your Psychology Today profile, and not just like pain points, but being really specific about the type of, you know, like if you can imagine the person searching and your, you know, everything about your profile is geared towards that, Google and AI are going to pick up on that. LinkedIn. I've seen LinkedIn profiles come up in AI overviews for therapists recently. It's just, it's a very interesting world, but you can kind of think of it as like, I say one thing about myself here, and I talk about it all the time on my website, and I'm always publishing content about it. If you go to my Instagram, that's what I'm talking about. And then it's almost kind of triangulated by these alternate sources of proof, because what you say about yourself matters, but it's meaningless if it's not corroborated by other sources.
By other sources.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to speak for a second, Christy, to the therapist that's listening who is not like chronically online like I am with good for you. I love that for you. I also promise I'm not chronically online anymore. I have I have a social media person that helps me, right? Like I have support in place. And I had a book just come out last week, right? And so there's been a lot of publicity and a lot of podcasting and media. Now, I want to talk for a second to the therapist that's like, I am here to do, I'm in private practice. I want my ideal client. I want to do clinical work. I don't want to be a social media star in any which way. And yet they're feeling the effects of the current atmosphere and movements in our world, and maybe a drop in referrals, and what used to work isn't working as well. And then there's, maybe there's that moment of, maybe I just need to get on an insurance panel or join one of these other like big tech companies that will send me referrals. And they hear stories about that too, or that doesn't feel like.
There's some bad ones out there.
Yeah. And there's things that don't feel aligned for them in that either. So they're in that spot, right? Mm-hmm. What would you say to them, right? Like, what is... what's the message to them? What's the visibility spin for them?
It's interesting, and I think that there's a lot of. It's kind of interesting how therapists see their practices, because it's like, yes, this is a business. What business do you really know that gets complacent in what they do?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
it's like, well, I did marketing 5 years ago. I should be okay, right? And it's like, God, I would love that for you, but that's it's just not how it works. So we think about sustainability. Sustainability is still like aggressively maintained and defended, right? So once my team at Place Digital, we get really great rankings for our clients, the work is not done. The work is never done. And like, that's not a very fun message to impart to someone who is feeling very defeated in all of this, but it's really not an environment for complacency. And it is designed that way, right? If you never post on Instagram, you're never going to show up. If you never do anything in your community and you never make any connections or like get someone's number and just like connect with them like person to person, you're never going to get those referrals. And same with SEO and AIO. If you don't show Google that you're someone worth referring to, you're never going to be referred to. It's not just going to happen for you. So that's kind of like my bad news bears moment. But if there are different kinds of visibility, right? I was actually just talking to Danielle Swim earlier, and we were talking about how you can, you know, she's big on like alternative streams of income for therapists. And obviously Instagram is a great way to do that, but you can also do something like LinkedIn, which is like written content, right? People on LinkedIn don't want to watch videos. They want to read, they want to write. So if that's more your thing, like there are different places for you. Or if you don't want to show up on Instagram every day, you could have a YouTube channel and you need to post like, I mean, obviously the more you post, the more you're rewarded by these platforms, but it's like, there are different places for you, but you have to do something and you have to commit to it and you have to, you know, just step into that platform's shoes. Why would I show you to someone with Instagram? It's like, are you the kind of content that makes people stop and like and save and share? And, you know, just it's so just removing. Yeah, I just it really is less about the tactics, but I think picking one thing. And accepting that all of these platforms, there are positives and negatives, right? With every single platform you choose, but really sticking with it and just thinking about what actually is building trust with this platform. So yeah, I think like the trust building is a really good place to fall back on. Because especially if you think about what you're doing, look at like at the three people that Google is currently recommending or the therapist you're always seeing on your feed that's they're kind of speaking to your ideal clients, what are they doing? If you're not at least meeting that standard, that's going to be really difficult because these platforms have to make choices, right?
Right, totally. And what I want to say to that too is this element of comparison that can pop up, right? I think as human beings, we are all wired for comparison. It's that part of us that will show up when we enter a new space, a new situation, and we're like, what are others doing, right? What are the rules here? How does this work? How do I kind of compare where I am at to where they are at? It's a very natural human part. It's not going anywhere. It's a part of us. And yet, obviously, so many different ways in which it can show up in really unhelpful ways. And so I guess I'm curious, like when you say, you know, seeing what other people are doing in a certain space, because I know that I know that being like having friends who are, you know, have 3+ million followers on Instagram, for example, and like me knowing because I have that relationship with them that there's a huge team and there's this huge budget, right? Because it's not maybe not even a therapy account anymore. It's like it's a tech company, you know, like, and that there's a huge team behind it, right? And so I feel like in that regard, when we see something that it feels like, well, I need to meet that, and I don't have the capacity for that. It's I want a name, That's we have to make sure that we're naming like at you as a singular human being who's showing up in this space, right? We have to find what's going to actually work within your capacity without burning you out, because then that's not going to be good for your marketing either. And, you know, and I think that can go for many different platforms, right? And like there's like because there's a tactical piece to that visibility that's happening behind the scenes. And so when you but I think that there is something to finding folks who are just private practice clinicians, right? And like and showing up in a way that is in your community, in your city, right? And like finding seeing what they're doing and seeing how that how they're showing up, and then of course finding, you know, your own spin and voice in all of this. But yeah, I guess I'm curious to hear your thoughts on that piece that can come up that can make maybe people make people feel like they freeze up before they even move forward into visibility.
Right. Like the burden of proof is too high. The standard is too high. How could I ever compete?
Yeah.
And there's good news to that. So I think one of the biggest concerns that a lot of therapists have with these bigger, you know, telehealth startups, and this, I had another great conversation with another therapist about this recently. When we ask for a referral, we don't want to hear BetterHelp. We want a name, right? Mm-hmm. We don't want to be like, oh, you could sign up for BetterHelp. It's like, I don't want to sign up for BetterHelp. Like, my kid is getting bullied. I want the name of a person. Like, I'm not about to go through like a company. And institutional trust is at an all-time low.
Yeah.
So there's always going to be just a human desire, like putting all of the technology out of it. Like, they want a name. They want a small business. They want faces and people that they can trust. So in that sense, there's always a space for you that in that way. And it is Google's prerogative to also show you to people, right? Mm-hmm. Because the only way that their business survives is providing good recommendations. If they are not providing good recommendations, people leave the platform and they lose advertising money. So they're never just going to show the people who have the huge followings, because that's not what everybody wants, right? So it's obviously great to have a big marketing budget, certainly more for your team to work with. But I think there are a lot of things that therapists can do that I think are just, it's kind of like, I like the analogy, I heard this like a month ago or something. It's like a really, really big door, and you're trying to move this really, really heavy big door, but you focus on the hinges, right? Like, you don't focus on like the huge weight of the door. It's like, what are those really impactful things that I can do? Because you could be putting out, let's say, you know, 60 reels a month or something, but maybe only a couple of those would really, really resonate. So I think it's like really focusing on the quality of what you're doing. Is this opportunity going to be impactful for me? It's like, so I think you really need sound counsel, right? You really need people that are going to be honest with you and tell you what's working now if you need more guidance, but not like chasing all the noise, and, you know, just like staying really, really clear on what you know kind of deep down is like the right thing. It's kind of like when therapists will like post on Facebook. It's like, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
Totally. You know it doesn't work. I know it doesn't work. Facebook knows it doesn't work. So it's like, in like, listen to yourself and think like, is this something that's like worth creating, worth putting out? Because a lot of that stuff isn't scalable. And that's what those big companies need to do.
Yeah.
Like the BetterHelps, they need scalable. But Google doesn't like scalable content. They like really good, unique content. And you only need to be one person with an iPhone to create that kind
of content. Thank you. No, it's so true. And I think there is an element, right, whether it's in the newsletter you're writing or how you're showing up on Instagram stories or the reel or the post or, you know, the podcast conversation you're having. I think that more and more, we've always craved it, right? The human, like, I really just want like this one person that's going to be able to be that warm connection and support that's going to help me productively get to my goals. And if we can show that humanity through visibility by showing our faces, sharing our voices, right? Speaking up in ways that feel aligned for us, maybe getting outside of our comfort zone, right? To do some of that, even if that's within our communities, that I think is going to have legs and longevity.
Yeah. Just the hinges. Yeah. I love the hinges on the door, the visuals. So I would say, of course, tactics. You want to be doing stuff that actually works. Like, you don't want to just be wasting your time. But I think deep down, if you have a deep understanding of the platform that you're working with, you know, it's like you'll be able to know which tactics are the best, just kind of naturally. So it's like with, you know, referrals or networking, it's like, you know, dropping your business card in 100 people's mailboxes, that's a tactic, right? Mm-hmm. But I'd be like, okay, recycle. Who is this person? As opposed to like, you know, more of a personal connection. And hey, I wanted to talk to you, not just like, here's my business card, remember me. So I think that sort of thing, it's like, if you really understand the platform that you're working with and what those platforms want from you, you're going to make the right decisions.
Yeah. Be able to trust yourself, I guess, in that too, that you as someone, as a therapist who's in this line of work, understands systems, how things connect and communication and human needs and relationships. I think we are actually pretty equipped and we could take that into these different platforms too.
I love that. Okay. There needs to be more talk about how therapists are well suited to marketing.
Yes.
That I'm like a huge fan of that conversation. I love the idea of like understanding systems, because that's really all these things are. Just have to understand motivations, and it's like you could probably figure it out. Like, what are these companies motivated by? You can figure it out.
Spread the word. Okay. Thank you so much, Christy. Where can folks find you?
Yeah. So you can work with me and my team, or just learn more about us at placedigital.com. I'm online now. I'm on Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn. I have my own podcast and YouTube show, Practice Marketing Insider, where I try to give up-to-date therapy marketing advice, because there's a lot of bad stuff out there. But yeah, I'm all over. And I'm the only one with the name Christy Plantiga in the world. So you put that in Google, you will find me.
Lucky you. That's great.
Yeah, it's very nice, actually. Yeah.
You would know. Yeah. That's great. Thank you so much for coming on. This has been so helpful. You've been such a valuable resource for me in my career over the years, and I'm just so grateful to be connected to you.
Thank you. And yeah, likewise, it's been so cool to watch all of the stuff that you've done. I think you're just such, honestly, probably a role model for a lot of therapists to see what you can do with, you know, just the education, the experience you have. So amazing.
Thank you. You've been listening to Holding Space for Therapists, the podcast. Are you ready to take the next step in starting or growing or pivoting your modern private practice? Go check out that link in the show notes. The Crafted Practice and the Established Therapist Toolkit are my two e-courses for therapists. They're self-paced and they cover all the things that I wish I learned in grad school, but definitely was not covered. Everything from modern marketing to diversifying your income and all the startup 101 stuff that you actually do need to know when establishing your own business as a therapist and entrepreneur. I walk you through step-by-step through video lessons, and you also get to join our private Facebook community. If you want to be the first to know when future episodes air, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. And the best way to support the podcast is to leave a review. All right, fellow therapists, I hope that you have a beautiful rest of your day.